No, whatever. People.
The message is important.
Pachar, vayomer lo ashecha, ki merchtani. And the Malach said, Yaakov said, you're not letting me go until you give me a bracha. The Sar Shel Esav, the Malach wanted to let Yaakov go, and Yaakov said, I'm not leaving until you give me a bracha. That's what the Pasuk says. V'na v'na, lama yotzech Yaakov Avinu, shesar shel Esav yivarchenu. He just had this giant war with the Sar Shel Esav, and now he's saying, bless me! Like you get into a giant fight with somebody, mine was a wrestling match. He said, before you go, bless me. You know, it reminds me of the partner of Ushpizin with you guys. Who should see Ushpizin?
Yeah.
When he's like asking, you know, like, guys like, how could you take my sukkah and this and that? He's like, but you know, give me a hug, Ben Baruch. Just give me a hug. Like this guy's yelling at him, why'd you take my sukkah? Why'd you take my sukkah? You know? And Ben Baruch wouldn't leave and says, Ben Baruch wouldn't leave. You have to give me a hug. Chabekote. And the guy's like, and he goes, I call Nigmar. Chag Sameach. Techabekote. And Ben Ba. And he goes, like, what are you asking to get a bracha for? We just got in a giant wrestling match. Mashallah, Amalach. So that's number one. Right? Hashem blessed already Yaakov. What does he need a bracha from the Sar Shel Esav? Why the Malach asked, what's your name? He knew Yaakov. He got into a whole wrestling match with Yaakov. He knew to go after Yaakov. Why is he saying, what's your name? Maisa avos simen labanim, meaning whatever happened to our avos, it was the beginning. It was Maisa avos simen labanim is like a seed that in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have things grow in this world, he had to put the seeds in for it, and that was all the stories of the avos were seeds which sprout out into world history that's going on now. That's basically in a nutshell Maisa avos simen labanim. It's not like, oh, that's cute, it happened to them and it happened to us. It's because it happened to them, we have the koch that it's mishtalshel into us. We know that the Malach hurt his thigh. And the Malach wanted to go. Fight's over. Gone. Amar Yaakov. Is this how it's going to go to my children? What? After all the tzaras that we go through, after all the pains we're going to go through, goodbye? That's it? Done? Finished? You destroyed us? You gave me tzaras and gone? Finished? And after all the pain that we went through with our enemy, goodbye? Goodbye Nazis, goodbye. And then that's it? And the Jews have to minimally survive with the pain and the roshim left over. Is that the way tzaras are going to work, Hashem? Because this is the prime example of a nation of a world oppressing Am Yisrael. Yaakov versus the Sar Yisrael represents all future oppressions. Is that loke? It's not. No way. That's not the way it's going to work. Rak lo shel chakim rechtanu. You're not going to let me go until you bless me. Shacharei yisurim. After all the yisurim, after all the pains, after all that we go through, it's going to end off with a bracha. Yoshim Hashem Yeshua. We're going to see a great Yeshua from Hashem. Lo rak sheet betru mitzorasim bilvad. Not that we'll just get out of the tzaras. The goal in this world is not just to escape the tzaras. The goal is that through the tzaras, we're going to end off with a great bracha in the end. It's not going to just be. I'm sorry to get Tzioni. I mean, I guess I could get a little Tzioni because his brother was Tzioni. His brother was Admor Chalutz, the pioneer Rebbe. And maybe 1948, you know, we don't know the Nistars of Hashem, but we see a big bracha happen to the Jewish people in 1948, where we got the gift from Hashem. So maybe that's the Vivarcheni. I think it is. You're going to leave me like this, but you're going to leave us an exiled, destitute people to live back in Poland and back in Warsaw and back in Germany and back in Hungary, and we're just going to be a destitute. Okay, we survived. We're a bunch of losers. No, Barcheni, bless. Build it up again. Build it up again. Build it up again. Build it up again. And build it greater than it was. As they say, the yeshivas, even when we talk about how great the yeshivas were in Europe, that's in quality, but quantity, it doesn't get close to what they have today. right? These giant yeshivas that we always talk about, the Volozhin, you think of like Panovich, right? It wasn't like that. I forgot how many people they said there was in it, but it wasn't like Panovich sees the people, the mirror, it wasn't like that in Europe. It wasn't a lot of people. Vine nodosh esor shel Esav hu Samoil. We know who is the Sar Shal Esav. He's called the Samoil. We're not really supposed to say that word. But I remember when we were learning that time, he kept on saying it. So okay. Samoil is what Shlomo would call him, the brother Samach Mem. He didn't say holy brother Samach Mem. That's the ultimate angel of destruction in this world. Hamem imenu. In the end of days, the mem will be taken out of Samoil. Shubichinas mavis ubala mavis lanetzach. The mem represents death, and we know that bila mavis lanetzach. That in the end of the world, the internal world, death will be eaten up. Death will be gone with. Veishar ba'osio saal samach aleph lamed begamatria yudke vavke aleph dal nun yun 91 yudke vavke aleph dal nun yun. So also I think the gamatria of sukkah. No, gamatria. Right, does that work out? I think so. Sukkah is also 91. Where is that? Yeah. Sukkah, Yudke, Vavke, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. That's in the end of days, this horrible Samal will turn into the, will reveal himself that it was all the Yudke, Vavke, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. All along, it's all the Shemus of Hashem. But Malach Kadosh Ben Tsari Malach will be a holy Tsar. Will be one part of the higher angels. Chenachashi Yaakov Avinu Tavekimo. V'tikin Eschelko Be'asar V'chinu L'geula Asida. Kfar Niskadosh Amalach U'bikesh Kfar Tovas Yisrael. So after that happened, right? They pave the way for the Geula Asida for Am Yisrael. And what happens? Amelo Mashmech, what's your name? That's what the Malach says to him. What's your name? V'yomer Yaakov. He says Yaakov. Heishiv la Malchine Hashem Yaakov, who Sheisav Dasho Sobeikvo. That's a horrible name, Yaakov. It's because Esav is holding your heel. He's got you by the heel. V'nitpate ma'akavayim she Dasho to. V'al zeh ata mitpal gam lahala shachar atzor tavar Yeshua. Aval day lecha bezeh ma'ata shimcha Yisrael. So it's not enough just to get away. It's not enough. Similar to what I just said. It's not enough. Okay, you made it, and now you're limping a little bit. He's still Yaakov. He's still lowly Yaakov. It's not after the Tzaras of Am Yisrael. That's when we have to rise to the top. And that's what he says. The Samoil who turns into the Samach Amid Lev. The Kulo Yudke Vavke Alef Nun Yud said, you're not Yaakov anymore. After this fight that you got through the Tzaras, after you survived through the Tzaras that you did, now, right, it's like when I was watching the Kalev Rebbe and who was with us? You were with us. We went to Simcha Beit Shoevi by Tzimayr and by Rachman Shtrifk. And went to the Kalev Rebbe. You guys remember? And we went to the Kalev Rebbe. He said, this old man who saw the Holocaust, who saw the whole world destroyed. This old man, he must be in his 90s now. He's sitting there watching every dance. And I was just watching his face say, what is he thinking? What is he thinking? He's seeing exactly what happened with the Malach. The Malach says, you're Yaakov. You're the Jewish people that's totally, no way. You're Yisrael now. You're Sar El. Li Rosh. Whatever Yisrael represents, Sar El, the Prince of God, Li Rosh, you're the head. You guys are the head. Sheyeshuas Tevona Lecha Berosh Besaris. Now Yeshuas are going to come to you like you're the Prince of the world. In 1948, like the Prince of the world, all of a sudden the United Nations is little Israel, Jewish people. The old remez Hamalach lo. Another remez with the Malach. Kisarite Malokim V'Manashim V'Tuchal. Because you have struggled with God and with men, and you won. Sarita Meloshan Sar. Sarita is Loshan like Sar. He became a prince. Mikodim Sarita V'Acharkach V'Tuchal. Gam Kodim V'Tuchal. Gam Kishay Tzorasecha Rabbis Mod. Gam Kin Sarita. During the Tzoras, you had that potential of Sarita. That's the word Sarita in that pasuk means that you struggled, but your etzim struggles. That's what's making you into a Sar. If you're just a nation sitting in, you know, everything going fine, you wouldn't be a Tsar. The Etzem word for a struggle, Kisarita, that you struggled, because you were a Tsar when you struggled, because you kept up high when you struggled. We're talking about, again, if it was me talking like this, you could say, please be quiet, Ramo. But Eish Kodesh is saying this. This is a Jew who held up his head high, his son dying, his daughter dying, his wife dying, his children dying. And he's having tishes, and he is having the famous Simchas Torah that he had when he started singing Eishes Chayil. Gam Sarita, in the struggle, you were a sar. You were a sar. Gam Tuchal. Now I see you're able. Now I see you're deserving. Lo nafa ruacha bekirbecha. You didn't have your ruach be destroyed in you. Ragam azayita bekirbecha sar. Even during the struggles, you were a sar. The Kleizenberg Rebbe, read the book if you haven't read the book. He was a sar. They say that every time during Shal Shudis, the time for Shal Shudis, you would see his lips moving. No matter, you would see his lips moving. Even if he's doing like work on Shabbos, you know, like the lips moving. What was he doing? He's doing Shal Shudis Drasha. He'd say it to himself. He's Gam Sarita Gam Tucha. The Sarita, you are sar in your pain, and now we see what Sanz is today. Gam Tucha. Did he win out? Of course he went out. He's a hospital. Most of those thousands. And Tanya, America, everything, two sons. More than two sons, one son-in-law. Unbelievable. If during the struggles we rise above and we come asar during the struggles, then Gam Tuchel, then we can rise above everything. It says, all Maisa of Asim and Labanim, that the struggles will only lead to a greater... That Hashem just doesn't give us struggles. There's a blessing that comes after the struggle. There's a blessing. The mouth doesn't leave. That's what Yaakov says. If you leave right now, then the way I'm shows is just Tsaras. There's no Barcheni afterwards. So before you leave Barcheni, bless me. And we see Baruch Hashem. I think, you know, my sister-in-law, Debbie's sister, they had a second grade Chumash party for their kid. I mean, my niece, I guess. And Zin Mariah, and they're having they're very Zionist, you know, they only say in Hebrew. Okay, very nice. And they sang Atikva. And my wife's grandmother, Debbie's grandmother, she was in the Holocaust. She was from Hungary, Romania, and she was in Auschwitz. I think it was Auschwitz. Yeah, it was Auschwitz. She saw her whole, you know, basically her whole family die, and she wasn't married yet. But her family, brothers, and mother. And she started crying when they started singing a tikva. She said, to think back to being in Auschwitz and thinking that 6 years later I'm going to have a grandchild singing a tikva at a chumash party with freedom, I could never. And she started crying. That's the Gam Sarita Gam Tuchel. Well, she was a sar. She was a sar. They overcame the struggles, Gam Tuchel. We should be zocher to find. And by the way, you know the story about the Noam Elimelech, and I must have said, you must have heard from the Noam Elimelech and Tzadokah Kohen. You have to see what comes afterwards. I very quickly end up with this story. The Belzer Rebbe, when he came through Rosh HaNikra, through Rosh Shach also came through. They escaped the Holocaust and they came from the Rosh HaNikra. You ever go to Rosh HaNikra? The grotto's there. Yeah. They on the train. Later it was bombed by the Palmach, the bomb, because they wanted to stop the British, but they came through, and they were saying, and the Belzer Rebbe had his first tish. They could imagine how it was. I saw in one place Haifa, and Rav Shlomo says Tel Aviv, so I'm not sure. This is what Rav Shlomo would say, and they put beers, wine, bottles of beers and wine, beers on the table, and everyone passed by and put their bottles of wine and beers on the table. Judy would like that very much. We always joke around. They put the wine, bottles of wine and beer on the table. You can imagine what that tish was like. A bunch of schleppers, a bunch of nebos, a bunch of people who didn't know what was going on with their families. It was towards the end, the very destroyed time. And he says a story about there was a Jew who owed 10,000 kopecks, whatever the 10,000 rubles to the innkeeper, you know, the Kretschner, whatever it's called. And the guy said, if you don't pay it, I'm killing you. You know, if you don't pay the 10,000, I'm killing you. But at 10:45 after, right?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
no, but maybe he's waiting for me.
No, he's definitely.
Okay, you sure? So he's like, if you don't, I'm going to beat you up and I'm going to kill you. You better have it by Monday. You heard this? So he said, oh my God, what am I going to do? So his wife said, go to Noam Elimelech, ask him for an etzah. He said, what kind of etzah can we get?
Yeah.
We have to leave. So he saw Rav Tzadokah Kohen, and the way Rav Tzadokah Kohen was very young at that time. And he was 18 years old. And he was like 18 years old, he was like, saw a sign going to Lezhensk. He's like, I know why you're going to Lezhensk. You're going to Lezhensk because, oh, no, then after Tzadokah Kohen, Chozu Lublin. Tzadokah Kohen is much later. Chozu Lublin saw him, he said, go back. You got to pay the 10,000 rubles. Get get back. Don't bother going to Zins. But he said he was a young kid, what does he know? He goes to Noam HaMelech. Noam HaMelech sits down, and tells him to serve. Noam HaMelech says, go back and ask him for 10,000 rubles. Next. Wait, but Rebbe, I owe him 10,000 rubles. Didn't talk anymore. He's like, oh my God, the Rebbe must have gone senile. And he says to the Gabbai, what did he say? He said, you should ask him for 10,000 rubles, that he should give you 10,000 rubles. He's like, oh my God. And he goes up to his wife, he's like, the Rebbe's senile, whatever. And as he gets home, he gets, the innkeeper comes and says, okay, where's the money? He says, and he didn't have the chutzpah, he said, give me 10,000 rubles. He said, you don't have the money, that's it. So beating him, on the ground, blood coming all over. He's like, okay, this man's finished with. Thought he killed him. Went home, his wife said, you know, you see Moshe around the streets? And he said, why do you need Moshe? He said, because every day he'd help me with my packages and take all the stuff home. And I missed him today, he's not around today. And he's like getting nervous. He's like, did you do anything to him? He's like, no. Did you do anything? No. If you did something to him, I'm leaving you. And he ran, where's Moshe? And he said, oh my God, I killed Moshe, my wife's going to leave me. Picks up Moshe, he's like, are you alive? He's like, hardly alive. He's like, yeah. He's like, okay, I'll get you a doctor. I'll get you this. He goes, what can I do for you to make you stay? Don't go. And he goes, oh, he remembers with Noam HaMelech. He says, give me 10,000 rubles. He's like, you got it. 10,000 rubles. You got 10,000 rubles. Got the 10,000 rubles. He went back to Noam HaMelech and he said, how'd you know that? Like, so he says, because I saw in you that you saw the Chozal Lublin. The Chozal Lublin was too young at that time. And he saw the Tzaris, but he didn't see the bracha that came after the Tzaris. I saw a little bit more in life, and I see whenever there's Tzaris, myself is from the Banim, there's a bracha afterwards. I saw the bracha, I didn't see the Tzaris. I saw the bracha coming. So the Belzer Rebbe said this story. Can you imagine, who was with him? The Belzer Rebbe, who was with him? He had his 9-year-old nephew, who's a Rebbe now, who was orphaned, he didn't have a father, his father died. And some other guy, I forgot, some other relative. That's it, that's all he had. It, look, you know, when the bar mitzvah last year, when, like, you know, who knows, the giant ten, you know, that's kisarita kitucha, kisarita melukim v'amanashim v'tucha. That's the bracha after the tzaris, and that's what he said. You have to see the bracha after the tzaris. Rabbi Shlomo has a piece on that. I think this is in the good old, you know, Shlomo stories. Not that's so good. But that was the Rosh Hashanah. We have to realize that every Tzaris that Hashem gives us, there's always that bracha. Yaakov said, you can't leave me like this. This is not the way the Tzaris are going to work. If I'm going to be Yavik, if I'm going to struggle, then there has to be a bracha afterwards. So you should see every struggle that goes Am Yisrael, we should see the bracha afterwards.
Amen.